All right. How are you doing today? Happy Saturday. Welcome to the show. We're going to be doing a little fun today. We're going to be talking about, do you have what it takes to be successful in health and fitness, or are you doomed to yo-yo dieting or your situation that you have in front of you? And we'll do a little game here called Pictionary, and also take a look at what our individual here is holding, a pencil. I created a pencil, and I'm actually going to grab that pencil from you. Let me bring you closer. Grab the pencil from you. And this image is going to be somewhere. As you can see, I've added some trees, more trees to what we have going on. And you are to find this. This is going to be hidden somewhere in our virtual land. Okay? So today we're going to start with some. What do you think of my pencil, by the way? I got to look, fix this little area right here to add, you know how it's kind of like pale right before the tip there, but not bad for my first try, I didn't think. So I'm going to actually put you on the table because we're going to come over to this board over here. Oops. There we go. We'll put that there, and we're going to go over here because we're going to do a little Pictionary. All right, we're going to start off with some Pictionary, have some fun, and I promise you today I won't spend too much time because I know it's Saturday, and for some of you it may even be Sunday. So happy Sunday to all of you. Let's see, we're at 10:53, so I'm going to do two of them, 2 minutes each. If you know what it is, leave a comment of what it is, what you think it's going to be. So let's start with the first one. Okay. By the way, if you don't know, my name is Angelo, and I'm here to have some fun, obviously, and to share my journey of health and fitness with you. That way, I can help you, at least I hope to help you through my example and what I'm doing on your journey. So that's it. That's hopefully you know what that is. It's funny, I keep saying it, I'm in 3D, yet I keep drawing in 2D. Although I got a little 3D there, I could get a little bit more fancier, but so this thing right here. So this is a thing, the category is a thing. If you can think and tell me what that is, that would be the first one. And what are we looking at for time? So that's it. I got 1 minute for each one. Okay, this next one actually is going to be a little bit harder. I did look this one up. or both of these, actually. I looked up both of these today. So I kind of knew ahead of time what I was going to draw, instead of just trying to make it up here at, you know, while I'm doing this live. So yeah, if there's something that you want me to do as a future episode, please let me know, and I will make sure I talk about it. And of course, leave your, you know, questions that you have, that you may have about health and fitness. Feel free to ask them, and I will either have an answer based on my experience, or if I can't relate to that, I will reach out to some experts or share what I've learned through some of the, you know, research that I do day on day. So the next one is also a thing. I guess everything's a thing. Maybe I need to get a little bit more specific on the categories and things, but I'll say this is a thing as well. This one's going to be a little bit harder, but let's see if you can do it, okay? Let's see. I'll give myself till, oops, is that taking a picture? Till 58, just in case. But I don't think I'll need that much time. Okay, ready? Here we go. I don't know how I'm gonna do this one, to be honest, but I'm gonna do my best. I'm going generic here. Oh man. Oh man. I am not like the best drawer, but Although I feel like I'm doing okay, right? I feel like I could be doing much worse than I am. I'm gonna put a smile on that thing, and then I'm gonna do this, and that should. That is what I have, okay? So what is this thing? Maybe I can, add a little bit more dimension to this, right? There we go. Although technically I could go really 3D, but that's like 2D 3D, if that makes any sense. So what is this thing? What is it? And leave a comment below, all right? So hopefully you can see that. All right. I've noticed on the replay some of these things don't come out as well as I see it. So I'm trying to make sure that I get a little bit closer to what I'm drawing or what I'm trying to show you. So let's take a, take a peruse here. Let's go hang out at a tree. Whoa, just move the grass. You see I installed some grass too. Let's go hang out at this tree over here. Whoa, that's kind of, that tree is disappearing. There we go. Yeah, still learning how to move through this world. Why this tree won't come to me? Come here. All right, let's go hang out at this tree. You can get a close look at my apple tree here. How's my dude doing? So let's talk about, do you have what it takes to be successful in health and fitness? And the short story is yes, it really is. You do have the key. And you know why I'm so confident in saying that is because of this. Well, once you find the key, and the key is buried inside you, right? So if you can think of your key, where do you think your key may be, right? I don't know if you've done some research, but where do you think your key would be if it lied inside you somewhere? If you're thinking your brain, your heart, it's your why, right? It ultimately comes down to, and I've said this before so many times, why? Why are you trying to lose weight, right? Why are you doing the things that you do? If you can actually understand, and what I've been discovering, because this year I really discovered my why this year. I really did. And it's funny because I always thought I knew my why, and I've talked about this before, but it was a very surfacey why. And it really wasn't something that, it was like two layers deep. And when I took Tony and Dean's course, they taught about the seven levels deep, and that was eye-opening. And I got to my why, and if you all know me enough, my why happens to be, do you know what it is? Do you remember what it is? For, that's supposed to be an R, boredom. Yep, that's mine. I have to avoid boredom. And I'm seeing, now that I'm aware of this, it's funny because I see a lot of the things that I struggled with in my past, starting in 2015, what were my struggles and why I always yo-yo diet, right? That's supposed to be a yo-yo. Like, why do I yo-yo diet in the past? Why did I start something and after 60 days not keep the weight off? And I would love to say that this is the key for everybody. But this is my key. Your key is different. I don't know why you want to lose weight. Maybe you're trying to attract somebody. Maybe you think it's going to gain you power. I'm not sure what it is for you, but you have to discover it. And it's not like something you can just look at, unless you've done the exercise before, you just don't know, right? You just don't know what your why is until you actually go after it and try to figure it out. I'm trying to bring the key over here, but everything's getting jumbled. And Once you discover what it really is, I'm getting really fancy here. Can I put that? There we go. Hang it on there. But for me, my key, I was gonna put the boredom on the key here. I guess that's not gonna work. But yeah, you have to understand what your why is, because for instance, today, when I was thinking about going through, I'm starting to get bored on my journey here. I really am. I'm like, oh, what am I gonna eat? Broccoli, lettuce, but when I started thinking about it, when I really started thinking about it, like even when I was eating the way I was, everything was pretty much the same. Like if we look at the foods that we eat, most of it is repeated over and over again. And so I started questioning myself, why? Why am I getting bored? Right? And we don't want to answer these questions, or we avoid them, but the real answer is in the why. And it's floating in our brains. Why? Why do we feel this way? And for me, it was boredom. And why do I say it's boredom? I say it's boredom for food because I'm looking forward to phase four. Maybe I can go back down here and go get the plan here, because we all know what we need to do, right? At the end of the day, if I go over here, go grab our Mediterranean diet thing, right? Like these are all the foods that we possibly could eat. Some combination of something in here we're gonna have. So I started thinking about it and I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go through this, I'm eating these, I'm gonna add this, and that will be another level of difference, right? But now I'm starting to get bored with just adding the olive oil and the beans, the legumes. And I said to myself, oh, I can't wait till I get to add some protein, some eggs, and maybe have a little wine, and then eventually get to maybe a little dairy and then some sweets. But this is where we fall apart. And for me, the way I approach food is a lot different than probably the way you approach the food. So if somebody's like saying, I have the answer for you, well, maybe. We don't know. We don't know what your why is. But until you figure out what your why is, nothing. I mean, we know we need to exercise. We know we need to eat better foods. But why don't we? And that's what you really need to understand. For me, because my why is boredom, I'm starting to understand, like, I want to try different foods. I like ice cream. I like ice cream because, one, I have fond memories in my past about it, but I also appreciate what they do with ice cream. They do so many different things. They come up with so many different flavors. Like this little thing here is like the one that takes me down the most. This and probably cookies. But I mean, you eat this and then you see a pizza, you want to eat the pizza because you know it's going to taste good. That's the other thing. I know it's going to taste good. I have fond memories with pizza, and pizza spices it up. I mean, how many times can you eat a vegetable before you spice it up, right? Get that tantalizing, different taste with a pizza, with an ice cream, and it makes it fun for me. So what I'm thinking of in the past, what I would do is just like this, just like you see here, what I've done for my plan. I'm in phase two. This is what I'm at right now. Let me bring this up closer. So I've completed phase one. I'm in phase two. I can't wait for phase three, and I can't wait to phase four. But I'm thinking, not too long ago, I talked about maybe I just go on in yo-yo diet. But I have to find a better way of yo-yo dieting so that I'm not causing myself like this, let's say, unrealistic gain in fat, right? And because when I eat the ice cream, I eat the sweets and things like that, that's when I start putting on bad calories, right? And start building things in a bad way. But I need that. Well, I shouldn't say I need that. I want that. And am I willing to give it up? I've, I'm not too sure about that. Right now, I'm having fun with some spices with vegetables in what I'm already eating, but at some point, that's gonna get boring for me, right? And I can already feel the boredom setting in. I have like a week span. Like after a week, I'm bored. I should say though, I forgot to tell you as part of the plan, in phase one, I do green powder and pH drops. So I got a carton of green powder, which I put in water and drink that, and then the pH drops. And I just do this until they disappear. So once those are gone, I don't repeat it throughout the rest of the phases. I used to do that, but I decided not to do that. It was just extra money that I didn't feel was really that helpful. Because once I hit here, I really got to pay attention and have some fun, but not too much. So I'm going to be a lot. I'm going to be, once I get back into this phase here, I'm going to be a lot more conscious about it this time because I understand how my why is playing with things right now. And I can understand how it's playing with me with what I'm doing already, which is me getting bored with the foods already. And you know, I didn't realize really how much work beans are. I just added like so much work to add beans into my diet. The only thing that's really quick and easy so far is the lentils because I'm not doing anything canned. I'm not doing anything that has preservatives in it. So I'm doing like the dried bags. And I went to go make some navy beans today. And that was like, I was like, okay, there's a quick soak. I was like, oh, quick soak. Okay. I did that. That was only an hour. That was quick, by the way. And then to cook it, it was another hour and a half. And I'm like, I don't think I want to do that all the time. Like, I don't want to spend my time in the kitchen. That's not what I want to do. So, yeah, I may have to go into meal preps if I want to do something like this, but I really need to pay a close attention to this thing right here. These right here, spices. Spices, and now that I've added oils, marinade. So I really got to start diving into that. And I think that will give me enough mixture, like a, you know, to make it less boring. But I'm going through the same vegetables over and over again. And I'm kind of getting bored with that. But I started thinking to myself, you know what? What are you going to add over here? You know, I'm going to add like maybe three more things to my list. And, you know, am I going to be, it's actually, that's supposed to be, why is that red? That's a weird color. I don't have a red on my thing. I think it was supposed to be that. I must have added that later. So that goes with this category. So grains. Actually, grains may be good, but I like to stay away from grains. If I'm gonna get carbs, I'm gonna get it through my vegetables and beans for sure, but mainly through the vegetables because at some point I'm gonna shift to more proteins than carbs and fats. That's just something I'm playing with right now. So, yeah, just to let you know, this is, I wanted to add that in there. And once you discover your why, this is the main message. Once you figure out your why, that's it. That's all you need to know. Oh, my grass has lifted in the air. Okay. there we go. We'll bring it down some more. Whoa. Yeah, so just know that you really got to sit down, and if I could, I would love to sit down and give you go through the seven whys with you because it's super powerful and it goes very deep. When Dean did it on live in the what was it called? The challenge that we did, he went deep and it was deep. And it realized when I saw him do it that I wasn't even going that deep. And he was showing us the questions he went through. And I started going through the questions. And that's where I came up with boredom. But once you do that, then you start looking at things and saying, what does this mean in perspective of my why? When I look at boredom and I look at when I'm struggling with something and I place it with my why, then it makes sense to me. I understand it. And so this is what you need to do. You really need to understand it. let me go through maybe a short example, and that's it. So, like, originally, my why was because I wanted to be a good role model for my kids, and I did. So that was supposed to be my why, like the good father, right? You grow up, you're healthy. The other whys were, well, I always was healthy and fit, and I never wanted to be the way I was in 2015, but I was. And when I saw what Dean said, and when I looked back at why I grew weight, because my first son was born in 2010, and that's when I said, oh yeah, I need to lose weight to be a role model. 5 years later, I gained more weight. So that wasn't my why. And then walking through that example, it was like, okay, I wanted to be a role model for my kids. Well, why do you want to do that? Because I want to show them that being healthy is important. But why is healthy important? Because if you don't have your health, then how can you perform at things and do things and be there for people at 100%? Because once your health goes away, that's it. But why is that important? Why is it important to do those things, to be there for people, to perform at high levels? Because I don't want to waste my time on earth. Why don't I want to waste my time on earth? Because I feel like we're only given one chance to live on earth, and once we've gone through that, that's it. And it's over for here on earth. And my relationships with the people, that's it. I only get one shot at this, and I don't want to waste it. Why is it important that I don't waste it? Because I feel like being here is a gift, and if I don't take on my gift, if I don't make big use of my gift, then I've thrown it away. And why is it important that you just don't throw it away? Because I forgot the route. I forgot the route. But do you get what I'm saying? Like, eventually I'm gonna get back to boredom. In the end, I'm gonna end up getting back to boredom. But that's what you need to do. Like, you really have to go deep, like really, really deep, and start asking those why questions. Like when your kid would ask, like, why? And it was annoying, but I can't tell you how important it is that once you discover what it is, you can then look through that lens and say, oh, that's why I do it. Like, for instance, for some of you, maybe losing weight is more about being attractive to other people. So you have to go down that route. Like, why do you want to be attractive to other people? Because it's going to make you feel good. Why do you want to feel good? And at first, some of these questions are going to be like, well, who doesn't want to feel good? But really, why do you want to feel good? What's the point of feeling good, right? And like, what do you get out of feeling good? Are you going to do something differently? Are you going to feel something? Like, are you going to take action? Like, we feel good because it's gonna get us something. What is it that we're gonna get? Like, you feel good, but what are you gonna get out of feeling good? You're gonna walk around the world with your head up high, with a smile on your face. Why is that important to you? Why is that so important? And so, but you have to sit down and really wrestle with that. It's like really important that you wrestle with that. So, think about that. Like, really think about it, because once you figure that out, like, the rest of it becomes almost like, oh, I see this coming. I know why this is happening. I know why I'm not, I'm eating the way I am is not thrilling anymore because I'm getting bored. Like, why don't I stick to eating healthy? Because eating those foods are not fun. I got to spice it up. And after a week or so, but you know what? At the same time, I know this is happening. So because of that, I can exert more willpower than I used to, right? Because I know it's here, and I can exert more willpower, and really just go at it and just say, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing this. and then making the decision later that, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat some ice cream. I don't see a point in not eating ice cream, right? You only live once. How many, am I going to like go through life and be like, well, you know what? I'm never going to eat ice cream again because it's bad for me. I don't want to do that. I could do that, but I don't want to do that. And that's another thing, right? That's another thing. Do you really want it or not? I'm not going to lie to myself, and you shouldn't lie to yourself. Like, do you really want to lose weight? Do you really want to do what it takes, or do you want to talk about it? There's action, and then there's talking. And then if you're like, yes, I want to take action, then there's a gap, right? There's a gap between what you want to do and the action that you want it that you got to take. And I just made two of them. That wasn't planned. So to fill that gap, how are you filling the gap between what you want to do and actually taking action? What is it that you're going to do that you need to do? Because in that gap is your belief systems. In that gap is your why. In that gap is everything that's going to stop you from bridging it, right? And so sometimes we need help from other people, either a support group, an accountability partner, somebody to help you through understanding how to get that gap out there. And it can't be somebody who's going to false make you feel better, if that makes any sense. Like, we can't just like go to people who are going to be like, ah, oh, it's okay. You need somebody to shoot you straight. That's what you really need. Like, if you really want to go from point A to point B, maybe, like you want to go from here to there, and here is your blocks, your journey, and things like that. You're gonna have problems going through here. It's not easy, especially if it's the first time. If you know it, then yeah, you can go across the path, and it will be a lot easier. But if you've never done it before, you don't want to go to your friends and be like, oh, I really want to eat this, and they're gonna be like, ah, oh, and then you're gonna cave, and they're gonna be like, yeah, it's okay, it's one day, and of course, I believe one day is okay, personally. But what's your mindset behind that day, right? Your friends and family are probably going to support you in whatever you decide. But somebody who's there to make sure that you get from here, to your goals, needs to step away from that and say, look, this is your problem. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, you have to know what your why is. And then if you say my why is because I need power, Dean shared his. If you ever take his thing, you'll see it. But if not, his thing is control. He needs control. And for you, it might be control, it might be power, it might be who knows what it is. But once you identify that, not only then does it become easier to figure out how to bridge this gap, but also at the same time, how do you understand health and fitness through your why? Like, when you are not eating the way you're supposed to be eating, how's that do with your power, right? Like, let's say control is your thing. Like, that's your why. Boredom was the easy one. But let's say control is yours, right? You may have it easier because if you can use that to your advantage and say, look, something, food, you're gonna let food control you? Like, how are you gonna let some thing that grows out of the earth and gets consumed, or well, actually, that's the good stuff, right? That's the stuff you want to eat. But if you could put things in perspective of control, it will be a lot easier. Like, are you gonna let manufacturers of candy, chips, and things that are designed to fool your taste buds, to trigger your brain to say, ooh, I want more of that. You're going to give them that control. Right? I would never talk to you and say, what about boredom? That won't get you. Won't you be bored eating, a healthy diet? Won't you be bored eating ice cream all the time? Won't you be bored, like all these different, like that's a different perspective than somebody who's looking at control versus somebody who's looking at power, right? Who's in control here? Your food or you? Who's got the power, right? Does the power come within you, or is the power in this, Hershey's bar? It could be so many things. Love, right? Love could be a major factor. And sometimes you'll get it wrong. Sometimes we just got to guess what our why is. But if you're getting the wrong, like if you're not getting here to there, that's because your why, you made a mistake on your why. Or I shouldn't say a mistake. Whatever you come up with your why is part of the why, but it might not be deep enough. It might not be the core why. But once you unlock that, the rest, you'll take down this wall and you'll take down this, you'll have this bridge, this nice bridge, all the little things that you had to go through to get there, and you'll progress. Like, here's roadblock one. We look at your why. We look at your belief systems. We look at all these different things, and we keep you getting progressed. And then sooner or later, it gets easier and easier. And then you're like, boom, I'm there. And then you'll get new challenges, right? Because then what you want to do is once you get there, then you're going to start exploring. You're going to be like, okay, what happens if I do this? And what happens if I do that? And what happens if I do this? Or maybe not. Maybe your why could be, what do you call it? Predictability. Maybe you need order to your life, right? You need there to be structure. So having an unstructured program out there like that you don't understand, and how do you progress with it year after year, may be the problem that you're having. I hope all these different examples are helping you. I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but this is things that I think about because it can make a big difference. And that's why I'm kind of like, I have a plan. I have a plan. And this plan works for me because I break it up into different phases. Each phase gives me a reward, right? Oh, I did good here. Great. I get to go to the next phase. Ooh, and I make it a game, right? At the same time. And if I can make it fun, make it a game, then boom, I'm going to be successful in the long run. But as soon as I sit there and be like, oh, I'm bored. This is not fun anymore. I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to go from here to here. I'm just going to eat all the ice cream I can. I'm going to go on the ice cream diet. Who knows? Maybe I will just to make it fun. But eventually, I'm going to, my body, my brain is going to go into the old patterns of violating, it's going to violate the healthy ways so I avoid boredom. So, something to think about out there. And there's ways to make it a lot easier. I don't know if you've ever heard Tony Robbins talk about the six human needs. That could be a key for you as well as to what your why is. And so look it up, six human needs, real quick. Human needs. Real quick there. Sorry. Predictability, or yeah, predictability, variety, connection, individuality, and those are the primary needs. Like, you need those. Those are your essential. You'll do whatever it takes to get those four needs met in some variety of way. And then the last two is growth and contribution. And those are, if you do three of them, like if you get three of those six, right? If you find three of those six human needs are met at a high level, like if you had a scale 1 through 10, three of them that matches this becomes what you'll do habitually day after day. So if you were to look at your life right now and see the things that you enjoy doing, and you look at them against the six human needs, you'll see that they will, at least three of them are being met at a very high level. And the opposite is true as well. That six things, if there's something that you can't attach a high value to three or more, and you put low values on them, you will hate to do them. So if you hate to do dishes, you're thinking to yourself from a variety perspective, what is it? Boring, right? So it's one, right? Because washing a glass is washing a glass. What's the routine? Yeah, that's out of 10. Do you feel connected? No, I'm doing dishes by myself. One. Do I feel connected with, do I feel individualistic? Like, do I feel like this sets me apart from everybody else? No, that's a one. Do I feel like I'm growing? Nope, that's a one. Do I feel like I'm contributing? Yeah, that might be a 10. So two, right? Two. Or maybe I feel like, nah, actually, it's actually a one because I could be doing something better that's more contributing to the family than doing dishes. And so if this is how you would rate it, then guess what? Dishes is something you're not gonna like to do. But if you found somebody who likes to do dishes, I can almost guarantee they're gonna find three. If you were to ask somebody, do you like doing dishes? If they said yes, I love it, I can almost guarantee three of the six human needs or more are being met at a very high level. We don't understand it, but that's not for us to understand. That's for them to understand. But this is like how we start really mastering health and fitness. And of course, this stuff can be applied to any parts of your life, but I'm here to talk about health and fitness. So I hope that helps you. If you think this episode would help somebody or this show would help somebody, please share it. I look forward again to any comments you have about what I talked about. Please let me know. And then, of course, if there's something in the future again that you'd like me to do, please let me know as well. Also, please help me out by letting me a following, subscribing, and all that good fun stuff. And help me, let me know what would be good for you because I'm here to help you. This just happened to be on my mind today. I was reading an article, one of those articles, and I was just like, there's just so much garbage out there. Like, I shouldn't say garbage. It's really good stuff, right? Right? But it's almost like, oh, like you're missing the point. You're missing the point. You really need to know your why. If you don't know your why, forget about it. It doesn't matter. We already know what we need to do. We already know what we need to eat. We already know what we need to do. We need to move, right? We know we need to get sleep. We need to hydrate. So we know what we need to do. But the question is, why don't we do it? Why don't we do it? And what is it that's going to bridge that gap for you, right? How are we going to bridge that gap? How are you going to bridge your gap? What are the things that are holding you back? And you're going to see as you go through, if you look back, you're going to be like, oh, right around here is when I go backwards. Why? Let's figure out why. All right? All right. That's it. I hope you had a good Saturday today. Tomorrow's Sunday. I'll be on live again tomorrow, hopefully much earlier than I did tonight. But with that, I hope you have a good evening. Let me check to see if there's any comments out there real quick. Let's go to Facebook. No comments today. So I will see you tomorrow. And yeah, have a good evening.